Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 45, we follow up on Project Year Zero and look at the shift that needs to take place in order for existing leagues to come together and build an open system. When we look at the NPSL, it is a nonprofit organization. It is controlled by its member clubs. There is a lot to like in terms of the operational structure. There are some issues. For example, the short season is a problem. You need a longer season to help improve financial viability and operational viability of clubs. When we look at the UPSL, it is a for-profit league that is owned by three individuals. When we look at the GCPL and others, they have similar issues to the NPSL and the UPSL. All of these leagues are going to have to make compromises. They're going to have to make some tweaks and changes to their structural operations because they have been operating in a closed system structure. And that has necessitated certain rules and operating structures in order to survive. In an open system of connected leagues, the focus shifts. It goes to clubs, their mobility, their viability, the distribution of revenues. And these operations are different than what has been taking place in U.S. soccer's closed system structure. If the good of the game is the biggest priority, we can get there. Thanks for listening. Until next time.